Gary Marshall. I'm CEO for the Missouri Corn Growers Association.
Fantastic. Now, Gary, voters here in Missouri, we have a very important decision to make come August 5th on the ballot. It's going to affect everybody, the corn growers, soybean, it's every producer here in the state of Missouri. It's going to affect. Talk to us a little bit about Amendment 1. What is it and why is it so important?
Well, let me just say exactly what the amendment is going to read like. It's going to say, shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to ensure the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed? So what that tells me is it is the Constitution protecting Missouri farmers and ranchers of their right to farm. So it's a huge issue, we believe, for family farmers. And we're very concerned that, and we've seen instances over the last number of years where we have large out-of-state interests that come into Missouri and try to tell us what we can do or can't do with our animals in this state. It's the same way with what kind of seed corn I can plant or I cannot plant. We've seen that issue of GMOs already hit in Oregon and in Hawaii and other places. So it really is about protecting the rights of farmers and ranchers to do what they do best, which is engage in production agriculture. So again, we're very supportive of Amendment 1, and we hope everybody listening to us today will vote for us on August 5th.
Now, Gary, you were talking about how it will help the family farmers and the family, you know, the family producers. I've heard a lot of concerns about people that are concerned that this is going to help the bigger industrial production, you know, the bigger industrial facilities. And that's one reason why they're not really too sure about, you know, voting yes for Amendment 1.
Well, you know, there's two or three answers to that question. One is that there still are all of the rules and regulations that DNR, EPA, USDA, Missouri Department of Agriculture, every other regulatory agency out there will continue to have rules and regulations that we must follow, we being the production agriculture. So it doesn't change anything from that standpoint. For those that worry about the large corporations, you know, taking over agriculture, I think it's a point that, frankly, we haven't spent very much time even discussing, because we believe this amendment protects individual family farmers. Those are the folks that we're most concerned about. The large corporations, multinational food companies, they can take very well care of themselves. They have lawyers upon lawyers upon lawyers, just like the outside interest groups like HSUS and PETA and other organizations have. They can all protect themselves. What concerns us are individual family farmers who might be sued. And I think this is the big issue right now in Missouri. And what Amendment Number 1 does, it provides a much firmer legal standing for Missouri agriculture, and it protects Missouri family farmers. Again, the large corporations, they can go out and fend for themselves, and they'll do just fine. Our concern are the smaller farmers that many of our growers, we have 11,000 growers in Missouri, for instance, that raise 250 acres or less of corn. We have 60,000 cattlemen in the state of Missouri. The normal sized herd in the state is around 30 cows and calves. These are small farmers. This is the group of people that we believe Amendment 1 is going to help support. So I just don't see the issues that some of the other folks seem to think that are out there with Amendment 1.
Do you see any, what kind of downfall would occur if Amendment 1 is not passed?
Well, I think we are where we've been in the past, and that is that you can have overreach by judges. I'll give you a great example of that was when a circuit judge in Missouri tried to take control from DNR, from our Department of Natural Resources, the issue of where you can put confinement animals in the state of Missouri. That would have put 230 or 40 circuit judges in that position of deciding where that goes, where those types of facilities go, rather than the Department of Natural Resources. Entirely the wrong thing to do. Other states come in and try to dictate to Missouri about what we can do with our own livestock. For instance, the state of California telling Missourians, we won't buy your eggs unless you raise your birds in a certain manner that Californians determine to be beneficial, not Missourians. We have no participation in the California legislature, and yet they're making rules and regulations to protect, you know, what we think is their own egg industry, which hurts the egg industry out here in the Midwest. Ethanol is another great example. They have rules in California which preclude the use of Midwestern corn-based ethanol. It's just crazy. And it's this type of Amendment 1, these types of things that we believe Amendment 1 will protect us much more stringently. And Attorney General Koster came out in support this week of Amendment 1 for those very reasons, those types of reasons. It's an overreach by judges. It's an overreach by the legal system. We believe Amendment 1 presents a much firmer legal foundation in case Missouri farmers and ranchers get sued for doing what they do, which is farming or ranching.
And like you said, there's been eminent domain issues, there's been nuisance issues, there's been just a bunch of frivolous issues that our producers have had to deal with in the past that you're telling us now that hopefully this will put a cap on that and put a stop to some of that frivolous stuff that goes on in the courts.
Absolutely. You know, they like to use, I think lawyers like to use the term arbitrary and capricious, and that's exactly what this legislation will do, I think, is help provide a much more firm foundation for any lawsuits that come. Again, it's not going to change any rule or any regulation that any state or federal or local agency has out there. What it simply does is presents a much firmer foundation, saying much like the freedom of speech, much like the freedom to bear arms, the Missouri Constitution also will guarantee the right to engage in farming practices. It's our number one industry in the state, and if we can't protect our number one economic driver in the state of Missouri, we're in a lot of trouble. And right now, we're in a lot of trouble. What this amendment will do, I think, is to help preserve and protect our ability to farm in the state of Missouri.
And what about consumers? You know, there's a lot of consumers that aren't, they just think, we walk into the store and there's our food. It just comes off of a truck or it comes out of a warehouse. How is this going to benefit the consumer as well?
Well, right now we have the lowest cost, most abundant food supply in the history of the world. And that's because our farmers are very, very good at what they're doing. But I can tell you, I spend probably 70% of my time these days dealing with new rules, new regulations that are coming down from the federal level, coming down from the state level, and that doesn't count the numerous lawsuits that are out there being filed on people on behalf of people outside of the state of Missouri, in the state of Missouri, as an example. It happened over in Illinois where the local water district was taken over by a group of lawyers who came in and decided, you know, they're going to sue a large agricultural chemical company because of causing water problems in Illinois, when in fact, you know, there aren't any issues over there. The water systems are able to completely handle what's going on, and yet there was a settlement for a nine-figure settlement, I think, in that case. So we have numerous lawsuits like this which scare the bejesus out of somebody like me that works every day on behalf of farmers. And our hope is that this amendment will help to stem the tide. It will help keep consumer prices down. It will help keep food safe. So consumers have a lot of reasons to help support by voting in favor of this amendment.
Now, what can we do as the common people or even producers? What can we do to get the word out about Amendment 1 and to kind of help people get more informed? What do we need to do, or do you guys have some events coming up shortly?
Well, we have Missouri Farmers Care. Their website has a lot of information on this. And Missouri Farmers Care is this 45 different organizations across the state of Missouri representing most of production agriculture across the state. All of us are in agreement. The Missouri Farmers Care website has a lot of information here. Our website and other commodity groups, general farm organizations, we all have information. We're hosting a number of meetings around the state where we're talking to growers about what's going on. In fact, we're talking to other groups outside of agriculture. So the best thing you can do, get out and vote on August 5th, vote in support of Amendment 1, get your friends, your neighbors, your family members out to support it as well. This is about the future of production agriculture in Missouri, and we sure hope folks will go out there and help support production agriculture in Missouri.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, I tell you what, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you would like to add about Amendment 1?
No, again, I think there's a lot of misrepresentation out there, a lot of folks concerned about issues that this amendment doesn't really address or doesn't need to address. This is about protecting Missouri family farmers, and that's why so many Missouri farmers all across the state are in support of the legislation.
Well, and if they take away our right to farm, which is basically on our own land, what else are they going to start taking away from us?
Exactly.
All right.